Okay, so I think we've done the bylaws. Now, I just had a couple of quick items, if I could get a little feedback.
Go for it.
We'll get out of here then. I'm thinking it might be good to have some kind of a welcome kit for new members, and I don't mean something expensive, but just like, I've thought for a long time and never did it, but you know, you can get those business cards that you can print out on your computer on an inkjet, or places that'll make them for relatively low cost. And I thought, you know, it might be nice if like each member had a few of these little cards you can carry in your wallet. And if you, because I've had this experience many times, I'm talking to somebody in the grocery store or something, and like, oh yeah, but we have this organization, this para, you know, and then when we're hunting for a pen and paper, I'm trying to tell them the website and stuff. It's like, be nice if you just pull out a card and say, this is our club. And it doesn't have to be personalized like with your name on it. It could just be, we print them up the same for everybody, but everybody gets like 10 of them when they join. Just say, here these are. So when you're talking to your friends, you can give them this card, you know.
For a while, we had pens. We had parapens.
Parapens?
Yeah, they said para.
I think I have one somewhere.
Big 4-3 on it.
I think John gave it to me. Yeah, John or somebody gave it to
John
me.
John had it made up. I don't know, a box of 100 or something. It was a pen. Yeah. I think they had the website on it too. Maybe they didn't. I don't remember.
I gotta see if I can still find it.
See if you can find it.
I think John gave me one.
He had the website on
it. It was blue, weren't they? With yellow lettering?
I thought it was white lettering.
Might have been white. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I remember.
But now that's one of those things, maybe you do it once a year, you pay for it out of the general fund, you just go to one of those websites that they print business cards. And you just get, you know, if there's 40 members and they each get 10 cards, you get 400 cards made. And then you have some extras. And then if somebody joins, you send them 10. You just put them in the mail and say, hey, welcome to Para. You've been accepted. And, you know, or if they're present at the meeting, you hand it to them. But basically, they get a little something that says, hey, thanks for joining and help us spread the word.
Yeah. And another thing to add to that, if you have guys that are willing to Elmer people, newcomers,
well,
then that way you could give them their information. Hey, call me if you have a question or that, because I don't care. John was, I consider John and Rich was my Elmers. John pushed me to get in here. He called me constantly. Hey, you started the test, you ready to test. And I think you need somebody to push some people, you know, to show interest in, you know, hey, we want you part of our club. And I think that's the big thing too. You know,
so mentor.
You got four guys, yeah, willing to, hey, here's my phone number, here's my email address, you have a question, you call me, whatever. Then that way, that guy has somewhere
nice.
To go to find
it's
out
nice.
Information.
Believe me, it's nice.
Yeah.
Where I'm at right now, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, like when you come out to the house that night,
yeah.
You know, that was right up my alley. That's what
that
I want to do.
Yeah.
Somebody
that.
Help me. I want to help somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if you have a group of guys that are willing to say, yeah, here's my number, here's my name, at least that person has something. Oh, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Because when you go to someplace and you know, I don't want to be,
yeah.
You know, some
yeah.
people are backwards.
Yeah.
They won't ask for help.
Yeah.
And in this hobby, everybody needs help.
Okay, so I've been in broadcasting all my life, and I know. But when you come to amateur, there's a lot of different things,
yeah.
And I'm looking at the books and I'm reading, and I think I understand it, but you know, you're looking at it, and
mm-hmm.
I can call you and say, hey, what is this? And nope, this is the way it is, and that's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's where I think I'm a big believer in Elmering. Helping anybody, and if I don't know the question that someone asked me, I'm going to go to somebody
right.
that I can find out, and then take it back to that person.
Let me make a couple observations. So every week in the net, we always say, "Is there any questions of a technical nature?"
Right.
And I don't remember ever getting more than one or two in all this time.
There's been a few over
but,
the years.
Oh yeah.
But there's a Keystone VHF club down in where I grew up down in New York, and they have an Elmer net. Every week,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard them a couple times. I can sometimes pick them up. Maybe that's overkill. I don't know. We have our roundtable discussions, and
mm-hmm.
to me, that's kind of like an Elmer net right there.
Yeah.
And so maybe we're already doing it with our Zooms, with our weekly Zooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, there's in the old days before you had the internet, everything was paper and telephone and whatever. I mean, one of the things you can maybe probably just do is have something on the website that says, here's some guidelines for new members, tips for new members, resources that you can take advantage of.
Right.
We have our weekly roundtable. That's a place to go and ask for help and technical assistance and stuff. And down the line, you know. I think it's good that we're discussing this. It's this concept. In the past couple of weeks, I've had two people ask to join. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we ought to somehow, beyond me just adding them to the list, and then should I be announcing that to the other members? I don't want to flood people with email. Okay, so I don't want to announce every event that happens by sending a group email to everybody. But somehow it feels like we ought to say, hey, we got these two new people. Here's their names. Here's where they live. Here's what kind of license they have. Make them feel welcome.
I think if you've got somebody that lives near someone else, that you at least let them know.
Yeah.
That somebody's interested. Like if somebody's near me in Grass Flat or something, at least let me know and see if I know them. Maybe I can get in contact with them and say, hey, need some help. I'm, mile down the road.
Make yourself available to that person.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know if somebody was interested.
You know.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care if you'd put on the website, if you have questions, put my name down, my email address or whatever. Or then I could get in contact with them and say, hey, I could reach out and say, hey, this was Darren. I saw you join. I'm glad,
You could go one step further. You could say, what is that person most interested in? Like you do DMR and D-Star and stuff. I don't. Anybody has questions about that, they're wasting their time to call me. Yeah. I'm just going to send them to you or Tim or somebody.
Exactly, but at least you passed it along.
Where they're at, what they want to do.
So you could sort of almost say, now, is that in the member area so that the whole world doesn't see it? Do we
want it? When you say they're a member, are they getting a password to the members?
At that point, they get access to the members.
And
area.
Put it in the members.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would have a problem, like I said.